Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading text number 30. We're also going to read text 31. Bhutai panchabir arabdhe.
Bhutai panchabir arabdhe.
Dehe deya buddho sakrit.
Dehe deya buddho sakrit.
Aham ametya sad graha.
Aham ametya sad graha.
Karoti kumatir matim. Bhutai panchabir arabdhe. Dehe deyo buddho sakrit. Aham ametya sad graha. Karoti kumatir matim. Bhutai.
Bhutai.
By material elements. Panchabi.
Five.
Arabde.
Made.
Dehe.
In the body.
Dehi. The living entity. Abuddha. Ignorant. Asakrit.
Constantly.
Sound doesn't sound good. Aham.
I.
Mama.
Mama.
Mine.
Mine.
Iti.
Thus.
Asat.
Non-permanent things.
Graha. Accepting. Karoti.
He does.
Kumatihi.
Being foolish.
Matim.
Thought.
Translation. By such ignorance, the living entity accepts the material body, which is made of five elements, as himself. With this misunderstanding, he accepts non-permanent things as his own and increases his ignorance in the darkest region. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The expansion of ignorance is explained in this verse. The first ignorance is to identify one's material body, which is made of five elements, as the self. And the second is to accept something as one's own due to a bodily connection. In this way, ignorance expands. The living entity is eternal, but because of his accepting non-permanent things, misidentifying his interest, he is put into ignorance, and therefore he suffers material pangs. And the next verse just carries the same message. Text 31, translation. For the sake of the body, which is the source of constant trouble to him, and which follows him because he is bound by ties of ignorance and fruitive activities, he performs various actions which cause him to be subjected to repeated birth and death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that one has to work to satisfy Yajna or Vishnu, for any work done without the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of bondage. In the conditioned state, a living entity, accepting his body as himself, forgets his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and acts on the interests of his body. He takes the body as himself, the bodily expansions as his kinsmen, and the land from which his body is born as worshipable. In this way, he performs all sorts of misconceived activities which lead to his perpetual bondage and repetition of birth and death in various species. Paragraph. In modern civilization, the so-called social, national, and government leaders mislead people more and more under the bodily conception of life, with the result that all the leaders, with their followers, are gliding down to hellish conditions, birth after birth. An example is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Andha Yatandayar Upaniya Mana. When a blind man leads several other blind men, the result is that all of them fall down in a ditch. This is actually happening. There are many leaders to lead the ignorant public, but because every one of them is bewildered by the bodily conception of life, there is no peace and prosperity in human society. So-called yogis who perform various bodily feats are also in the same category as such ignorant people, because the Hatha Yoga system is especially recommended for persons who are grossly implicated in the bodily conception. Very popular. The conclusion is that as long as one is fixed in the bodily conception, he has to suffer birth and death. If I could have Bhagavad Gita, that would be nice. Thank you. In the previous section, well, the whole chapter is the movements of the living entity. So in the previous section, the living entities sojourn through life in the womb, coming out of the womb, and up to becoming a youth, and then the etc. phases of the living entities' movements have been described. Then comes the recap, or the overriding principles that are prevalent at every stage. And ignorance is the focus here in both 30 and 31. The previous, it was false prestige, so passion, and following passion comes ignorance. Chasing after fulfillment of material desires comes frustration when material desires are not fulfilled. That's one way of characterizing the mode of ignorance. Lamentation, anger, madness, delusion, bewilderment. Those are the pleasant characteristics of ignorance, the common characteristics of ignorance. But then there's another sense that's being described here, a broader, pervasive one. And that is very tightly connected to false ego. False ego says, you are something that you are not. Whatever that is, something that you're not, except that's something that you're not as what you are. And Prabhupada would speak about that as madness. Supposing someone thought they were Napoleon Bonaparte and went around and trying to organize the French Revolution. You know, that person would get a label. The person's psychotic. He has a mental imbalance. He thinks he's something he's not. And he's living his life as if he is that something that he's not. You probably heard this description. Prabhupada described, when he was living in Bombay at one time, there was a man who committed murder. And the lawyer representing him pleaded to the judge, "Your Honor, he performed this act of murder. He pleads guilty with an explanation. He performed the act of murder, but he was in a state of madness when he did it. He was crazy. He just had a mental delusion, so he shouldn't be killed. He should be given some other, you know, consideration." So the judge prescribed that ordered that a psychiatrist examined to see if he was crazy, and the psychiatrist took the witness stand and said, "Your Honor, from my many years of experience as a psychiatrist, my conclusion is everyone is more or less crazy." So you may do with this man whatever you feel is appropriate. And from the scriptural perspective, I don't know if that psychiatrist was thinking from a Bhagavad Gita perspective or a Bhagavatam perspective, but from our Bhagavat Dharma perspective, this is the nature of false ego. It's accepting my identity to be something which I am not. And that's directly built into the verse. Mutai. By material elements. Five in number. Arabdhe, made. That, and then what does it make? It makes the body. And then, there's dehe, this little Sanskrit lesson. Then there's dehi. And dehi is one who occupies the dehe. That's the soul that's embodied by the body. The body that's made of these things. The soul. Ad-buddha. So there's buddha or buddhi, and there's ab-buddha or ab-buddhi. So one becomes ignorant. And it's not just sometimes. It's asakrit. Constantly. Dehi, abuddha, asakrit. The soul identifies. So, abuddha, this is now moving with this kind of parallel explanation or something. The mode of ignorance gives false ego a strong assist. They work together. One who distracts your attention, the other who steals your property. Two thieves that are a good team. Like pickpocket. They have to move in the subways, and they've been move in India. It's a free for all at big festivals in India. They have extra police because it's a festival for pickpockets. And, one bumps into another one just with however they do it, some sharp instrument, and they open your whatever, where you have, they think you may have valuables. And kurta pockets make it real easy. And even, the things you put around your waist, so it's like right against, they know how to do that one too. And, they're thieves. So these two are thieves. They steal one's intelligence. So, false ego, and then the conception that the taking away of one's real intelligence is part of the mode of ignorance program. So one becomes covered by this mode of ignorance that assists the false ego conception. And then aham mameti. Aham, I, and mine. And this concept is a very important concept in the Bhagavatam. That means it's mentioned early, and then It's repeated in a number of places, in a number of places, in a number of places. There's a couple of places in the second canto, one that's very explicit. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, canto 2, chapter 5. First, he glorifies Vasudeva, Krishna. I offer my obeisances and meditate upon Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, whose invincible potency influences them, the lesson tells.